Exclusive. Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida will immediately sue over Democrats' national takeover of elections. By Hannah Blow on April 20, 2021. Winter Haven, Florida. Florida will take decisive action and immediately sue in the event of the radical left's House passed H.R.1, or the For the People Act, becoming law, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, told Breitbart News on Monday. In a conversation on the role of woke corporations, some of which have targeted Georgia over its recent election integrity law, DeSantis noted these politically active entities are not speaking out against radical objectives the left is pursuing, such as packing the Supreme Court or pursuing H.R. 1, which would essentially nationalize U.S. elections and strip states of their ability to implement basic election integrity measures, such as voter identification. And I know, are they out there protesting H.R. 1 in the Congress, which is outrageous and unconstitutional? No. I don't hear that, DeSantis said. When pressed further on what the state would do in the event of the For the People Act becoming law, DeSantis vowed his administration would take prompt action. We would immediately sue that it's unconstitutional, and I think we would win on that, he said. But at a minimum, even the most positive view of H.R. 1's constitutionality would acknowledge you can't apply it to a presidential election because the Constitution says electors are chosen by the state legislatures. And you can't apply it to state elections, because the elections provision that they're citing in the federal, that only applies to federal legislative elections. Notably, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, R., is one of over a dozen state attorneys general who signed a letter deeming H.R. 1 unconstitutional and vowing to seek legal remedies to protect the Constitution, the sovereignty of all states, our elections, and the rights of our citizens if the measure becomes law. Democrats, he explained, are effectively trying to commandeer Florida to run congressional elections in a way that we don't want to run them. So I think it would be a real serious standoff. But we will not run a presidential election like that. And we will not run the state elections like that regardless of what ends up happening in the courts. DeSantis promised, predicting it would be struck down and warning Democrat attempts to abolish the filibuster, if successful, will backfire. But I do think it would be struck down, and I do think D.C. statehood would be struck down too as being unconstitutional, he said. If they abolish the filibuster, to push through a couple of these radical things, and those radical things end up getting nixed in the courts, then they're going to end up giving a Republican majority no filibuster. So it will backfire on them big time if they end up going down that road.